one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day here in Cleveland, Ohio. It was raining all day yesterday. However, I did wake up this morning. It was pretty chilly. It's like in the low 50s. So kind of unusual for June the 11th. Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. This event, think of this event as though we plan to meet together at a local coffee shop every Tuesday morning for a short chat, share a cup of coffee, and to prepare a topic or two to talk, and I hope that you bring lots of questions because this is an open forum question and answer where I have an opportunity to answer your questions. But please remember, I can't give any specific personal medical advice, so keep your questions kind of generic. I want to start this morning just by talking about kind of one of the hottest topics of the week, or the last 2 weeks, which was this decision by the Ninth Circuit Court that because the COVID jabs don't stop transmission, they are not vaccines, they are something else. And so therefore, they are a treatment, they're a therapy, they're a treatment. And because treatments cannot be mandated, people are allowed to have a choice of whether or not they will accept a treatment. It's like if you want to get a knee replacement or chemotherapy or whatever it is that you're going to get from a medical perspective, you have a right to refuse. So if it's not a vaccine and it is a treatment, you have a right to refuse, which by many of the interpretations that I've read, and I've read quite a few and I've heard a lot of little videos about it, that means the idea of mandates is over. I did read a short tweet from Aaron Seary, who is the attorney that works with ICANN and Dell Bigtree, when he said, well, what about the rest of the vaccines? They don't really stop transmission either. And so I think this is going to be a big shakeup. And what's really interesting is that the Ninth Circuit is the West Coast. It's California, Washington, Oregon, you know, out in that sort of area. And they notoriously have always been very left-leaning. Well, there have been a few Trump appointees that happened in through there. And it was very interesting that this decision came out of the Ninth Circuit. And I'm sure that the pro-vaccine people, particularly the Anthony Fauci's and Ralph Barrick's of the world, they are just hiding their heads and wondering what shoe is going to fall on them next. And I hope that the shoe that falls on them next is the shoe where they get arrested and they get charged with crimes against humanity, and they get tried for billions of injuries and millions of deaths. It would just be such a good thing for that to happen, that people would finally be able to get some level of justice for what was forced on them, that they had to close their businesses. They had to comply with insane rules. I remember seeing a video early on of a gal out in California that she couldn't, to do the social distancing thing, she had to open up like her whole restaurant kind of out in the street with a umbrella and canvases over it. She met every single rule and they still told her she had to close her business. So people who lost their businesses, lost their salaries, lost their pensions, lost their loved ones, and are continuing to lose their loved ones due to the carnage that has happened from these jabs. I think that maybe this decision from the Ninth Circuit is the crack in the dam that we've all been waiting for, that legally it shows that they can't mandate this. So, excuse me, with all of this hype that's going on, the bird flu hype that's going on, and everybody's talking about bird flu, they can't mandate it. And because it's a flu shot, and many of the all the laws and things that are related to flu shots are very, very different. And so we're hoping that this is what we've all been waiting for. Wow, I see a bunch of questions that are already coming in here this morning. That's really good, because that's what this whole, this entire Tuesday morning chat is all about. Let's see. This is really good, because this week on our Friday focus, is about the great outdoors and the tune-up for your ticker. We talked an awful lot in our newsletter this week about ECP therapy, about the gift for your dad. We're doing a BOGO for your father, which means that you can, if you bring your father in and both of you can get a treatment, the two of you can get a treatment for $99, which is only $50 a treatment, which is saving you $100. Now, the whole point of that treatment isn't that you're going to feel terrifically different, even though some people do. Most people don't. The idea is for people to come in and experience an ECP treatment so they know what the cuffs feel like. They can relax and understand what the noise of the machine is. They can see the little blips and things that happen on the EKG machine. It's the whole point of those BOGOs is for you to get a feel for what ECP is all about, because really you need to get at least 10 treatments, preferably 20, and the entire course of treatments is 35. And how did they decide on 35 treatments for ECP? That started back in probably the 60s, that somebody went, let me see, 35 treatments, that sounds about right. And they started doing their therapies and started doing their research based on 35 visits. And that's the way it has been considered a full course of treatment ever since. And so that's when people really see the maximum. We have patients that have had many more than 35 treatments. They do the 35 and then they sign up for a maintenance package where they come in once a week or once every other week just to maintain the gains that they've gotten. We have a physician, and his name is Dr. Hope, and you can see his video right on the homepage. If you go to ecpstudio.com or if you go to tenpennyecp.com, you can see the interview that I did with Dr. Dave, and he talks about the fact that he's had more than 50 ECP treatments. He's very tall. He's probably 6'4", 6'5", and he's kind of he came from the physics world. He had a whole career and job in physics before he went to medical school. So he did all of these calculations on his volume of distribution of how much blood was in his body and what he really thought that the pumping sensation was doing on the inside of his arteries, producing his nitric oxide. And he felt that if he could do two or three treatments, he could do three treatments a day. And he wanted to monitor what his results was. And he said they were great. And Kenny Say is another person who's come. He came 2 years ago and did a full set of 35 ECP treatments. And he came back just a couple of weeks ago and he said, you know, I just wasn't feeling as good and I wanted to get another set. He stayed for a week and he did two treatments a day. So that meant that he stayed for 2 weeks. He did two treatments a day. So that means he got in 20 treatments in 2 weeks. And he said he could just feel the difference. He said when he first started, the first couple of days, he was really tired, because remember, it is passive exercise. And because you are passively exercising, if you're kind of a couch potato, kind of like what Kenny is, you know, the first few treatments, excuse me, you feel you, it's like you got up out of your chair and you just went for a jog and you're kind of tired. By the end of the second week, he said, I haven't felt this good in 2 years. And he bought an additional package. He said, I'm sold, Dr. T. I'm coming back every 6 months and I'm going to do 2 weeks every 6 months so that I can stay feeling good, because I feel terrific when he left. And in our Friday newsletter, our Friday Focus newsletter, we were talking about a tune-up tip for your heart and ECP therapy and nitric oxide from Cardio Miracle. Cardio Miracle CardioMiracle is what we recommend in between your ECP treatments. So when you come in and you do ECP and you get this great increase of nitric oxide from the actual treatments, the CardioMiracle helps to sustain that. Plus, it has a lot of incredibly good nutrients for your heart and for your the rest of your body. And so the nitric oxide really does help with your heart. And I wrote a whole Substack about ECP, so you can see where that is. See more about it. And the first question that we have today is, can I explain the little graph below the EKG printout? Is it connected to the pulse? Well, the EKG printout is, when you lay down on the bed, you are attached to the monitor by a three leads of an EKG. You know, a normal EKG, if you go to the doctor and you get a normal full EKG, it's six leads because they are measuring the electricity of different areas of your heart. Well, with the ECP, we only need to monitor your heartbeat of when it's beating. And so it beats and then the cuffs. And then when it relaxes, the cuffs beat. And so it's heart cuffs, heart cuffs, heart cuffs, heart cuffs. And it actually kind of sounds like that. And then there's a printout that comes out off of your EK, off those leads while you're on the machine. And it has, looks like an EKG strip where it goes up and down and up and down. You know, you've probably seen EKG strips before, that it has the QRS code across the top. Well, with the EKG, with the ECP, there is a second little blip. The first one goes up and then there's a second one. And the better the second one is, the second little blip on that piece of paper represents the blood flow back to your heart and how much blood is getting into your heart. So you want that second little blip to be, ideally for it to be nearly 50% of what the first one is. And as you improve and as you do more treatment, you will see that second blip gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so the second blip is showing how much circulation that your heart is getting. Because remember, one of the things that ECP does is it improves circulation to your heart, and it also builds collateral circulation. So as you build collateral circulation, which is around blockages and more blood vessels that feed your heart blood, you get more blood flow. So that little blip gets bigger and bigger. And the bigger, and when it gets to about 50%, I've seen them be almost as big as what the first one is. So the first one is the contraction of your heart. And then as your heart is relaxing, there's another blip. And that second little blip is how much the ECP is going in and feeding your heart. So it's not really connected to your pulse per se, Julia. It is connected. It is a measurement of how effective the EECP is being in your treatment. And it takes a little time for it to get better. I mean, I've seen people that it's better right away, but it's sometimes it can take a little time before you can actually see that change. The second question is about chlorine dioxide. Should chlorine dioxide be taken in cycles, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, or is it okay to take daily? I've heard Dr. Lee Merritt talk about it in both ways. I've heard her talk about it in terms of you take it like 3 weeks on and 1 week off. I've heard of lots of people that take small amounts every single day. So I don't think there is a better way. I think it's how you feel when you're taking the chlorine dioxide. The best way to learn about it is there's a course that Dr. Lee Merritt did in Learning for You. Learningforyou.org is our sister site where we have our educational courses. And learningforyou.org has a course that Dr. Lee Merritt prepared for us that goes into great detail about chlorine dioxide. So perhaps Heather can put up a link to that course in the chat, because I think that is the best way to find out more about chlorine dioxide. Next question is, boy, there's a lot of questions in here today. This is great. I love it. This is great. Ooh, there's a lot. My friend had a stem cell transplant recently. They now want to give him all his childhood immunizations again since his immune system was restored. Usually they do that before the stem cell transplant, Diane. That is a routine thing that they do in stem cell transplants and bone marrow transplants. Sometimes in active chemotherapy, they will require that because so much of your immune system is wiped out. And in order for them to do the transplant, they completely wipe out and suppress your existing immune system, and then they replace them with bone marrow cells or with stem cells. And frequently they will, I'm surprised that they want to give it to them again. At least in transplants and in organ transplants, and stem cell and bone marrow, they want you to have your entire childhood immunizations done again. Now, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, excuse me, you are, you know, when you're older, I just don't think it's necessary. And you know my position on vaccines. I don't think they're necessary. They're necessary ever. But it's one of the protocols that they do. In fact, I have known that in many of the organ transplant centers, if there is an organ, if there are multiple organ recipients for, say, a kidney or a heart or a liver, the person who's fully vaccinated, including COVID jabs, which makes no sense at all to me, you're going to destroy someone's life and give them an organ transplant that's not going to do well with the transplant. I mean, they just don't know anything about the COVID jabs or how bad they are, and they don't think it through. But it's kind of one of the protocols that they do. If he can avoid it, or say, I would, but sometimes they won't let you get away with it. And the doctors at the transplant centers and at these bigger centers are just dipped and dyed in conventional medicine. They don't seem to have the ability of to think outside the box at all. They do everything by protocol. And some of it is done by protocol, like by algorithm. And it's been set up that way. And they all agree it's a conspiracy. And a conspiracy just means that behind closed doors, they all agree. And then when they walk out of those closed doors, they deny that they even had a meeting. And they agree that they are going to practice by this particular protocol. Part of that is a liability protection, so that if everybody does it the same way, and if things go bad, they can say, well, we were just following the protocol. And if this person went outside the protocol and if things go bad, well, then the plaintiff's attorneys can go and sue them because they say, well, you didn't follow the protocol. The whole system is a mess. It's a horrible system for the patients. So it's not unusual for them to ask for that, Diane. And if he can get out of it, I would suggest doing it, but it's going to be really, really tough. The next question is, what is Epstein-Barr virus and could it be related to excess head buzzing? Epstein-Barr is it's just another type of virus. And could it be related to head buzzing? I have no idea. I've not heard of that as being associated with Epstein-Barr. Maybe in some of the sub literature it is, but it's not anything that I've actually heard of, Dorothy. What is your recommendation for kidney stone treatment, and can you find accurate information about natokinase for swapping out Plavix safely? Most conventional doctors don't know what it is. Well, I'll start with that second half first. Information about natokinase. Peter McCullough has published quite a few articles on his Substack. I'm not sure if he has really a website, except maybe for his foundation, that talks about natokinase. Natokinase does not turn into soy. So I heard that from somebody the other day, and they say, well, it's a soy product and it turns into estrogen. No, it doesn't. It's made from an extract of soy isolates, which means if you can imagine taking a soybean and taking a little snip off the side of it and then turning that into the enzyme called natokinase, it's made from a soy isolate. It's not made from the whole soybean. It does not turn into estrogen in your body. I don't know if you, and so anyways, Peter McCullough has several articles on his website or on his Substack where he talks about natokinase is in terms of being a natural blood thinner. In fact, my Substack that I wrote last week about some suggestions for people can do if they've taken the COVID jabs that they might do to get more healthy and to clean up their immune system. Last Saturday's Substack that I wrote on Eye on the Evidence was all about that. It's kind of interesting the response I got to that because there wasn't much comment about it. And what comment I did get was more like a little bit too much too late. So I don't know if people are just accepting the fact that they've been jabbed and they've been damaged and there's not much they can do. I'm not sure what you can do to repair your DNA, the DNA problems, but you can always get healthier and you can always clean up your system to a certain degree. So I think there was a couple of articles that I posted in that Substack about natokinase. And you're right, conventional doctors don't know anything about it because they don't know much about nutrition and they don't know much, hardly anything about any supplements. So I, you know, that's where I would say you can find the information on natokinase is on my Substack or on Peter McCullough's Substack. You can actually go out to PubMed and actually do a search for natokinase and find even more articles yourself. It's out there. Now, in terms of treatment for a kidney stone, Michelle, are you still on here?
Yep, Michelle? I'm here.
Okay, talk about the kidney stone detox that you did that was Savannah's.
So we have a regular guest that comes on our show. She's a great friend. She's a great resource. Her name is Savannah Alalia, and I'll post her her link here for everybody inside of our chat, and I'll make sure that it's up on the website too. I did a kidney cleanse with her back in January after suffering from a kidney stone since August of 2021, and nothing else seemed to kick it. Nothing else worked. Did an ultrasound. It was 8-millimeter stone. And it was extremely painful. Describing it would be something like, you know, being stabbed in the side with a screwdriver while someone twists it. It was extremely painful, worse than labor. I started her regimen with not much hope because nothing else had worked, but she swore by it. And by the end of the month of doing that kidney cleanse, I wasn't having any more pain from that kidney stone. And it's been, that was January. So by February, I was pretty much golden. And the only time I would feel a little bit of discomfort was when I would have my period. I'd have a day maybe of, and I don't, not even a day, a moment of a little bit of discomfort. And I'm assuming it because everything is just kind of like squeezing everywhere. And then that would be it. And it went from a pain level of 15 out of 10 to maybe 2 or 3 out of 10. You know, it wasn't much. And here I am in June. I was going through this, and Dr. T, you know, I mean, we were going through this on a monthly basis where it's rolling on the ground kind of pain. And doctors were just like, oh, well, good luck with passing that. That's a big stone. So that is my number one recommendation. It worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. I'll send you guys the link. Use code DRT. I believe she does give you a discount. I can't remember now if it's 10 or 15%, but contact Alalia. I'll send you guys her link and just mention Dr. T. She'll take care of you. Oh, you're muted, Dr. T.
So there you go. There's a colleague that we synergize with. Savannah's great, and she's all about nutrition, and she helps and talks a lot about zeolite. And zeolite can help to detox your system a bit, but for kidney stones, you know, it's really, you need some more magnesium. You know, people say, well, don't take magnesium or calcium if you have stones. That's really not true. Sometimes your calcium magnesium balance is off, and a little more magnesium can help you from reforming stones. But if you already have a stone that's maybe stuck or that is bigger, her detox was kind of interesting. You know, it was no coffee, and it was a tea that Michelle had to make, and she made this tea that she drank a couple times a day and helped to either dissolve or make the kidney stone move. So Dina, maybe that will help you. I know that she put that Michelle put the link up there in the chat where you can see it. The next question is, can I please discuss the possible reasons and solutions for nighttime leg cramps? There are a lot of possibilities for this, Mary. one thing is your back may be out of alignment. I would suggest seeing a chiropractor because sometimes if your flow coming north from your legs is inhibited because your pelvis is crooked, that can be a reason for restless leg. That can be a reason for nighttime cramps. Another thing can be some dehydration. Another thing can be that you need some electrolytes, and there are electrolyte solutions that you can drink a little bit before you go to bed. Sometimes it's that you need to stretch, like you can do a lot of stretching before you go to bed. That's another thing that will help. Those are the things that are, you know, the most common, like off the top. And sometimes it's positional. It depends on where you are. But mostly it's blood flow or electrolytes. So anything that you can think of that can change your blood flow or change your electrolytes, might be able to help with nighttime leg cramps.
Dr. T, I just wanted to let you know, because you mentioned zeolite, we have a $5 offer this week leading to our webinar. So I encourage everyone to be on that webinar. It's June 15th at, I believe it's 10:30 a.m. Go to drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com/Dr. Lee Webb, like web, like webinar. Dr. Lee is D-R-L-E-E. And on that same spot, you can sign up for the webinar and you can get your $5 zeolite offer.
Yeah, that's really cool. And for everybody that signs up for the webinar, if you're a first-time purchaser of zeolite, you know, that is the $5 offer so that you can get it, you can try it, you can see what it's like. I mean, I keep mine here by my computer all day long. I take probably 4 or 5 hits in the first thing in the morning when I come down here, and then I take again in the afternoon. And then in the evening before I go back upstairs, I'll take it again. So it's a really pretty, it's a way to keep your system open and detoxed all day long. The next question is, like the new turbo cancers, are you noticing the same thing with Alzheimer's? My sister got the jabs, had a few mini brain bleeds, and then was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, where her decline has been incredibly fast. The answer, sadly, Patty, is yes. The spike protein and the various different chemicals, like the lipid nanoparticles that we know that are inside of the COVID jabs, do cross the blood-brain barrier. And when they cross the blood-brain barrier, they can go in, they can cause a frontal lobe, a frontal temporal lobe dissociation of the enzymes, which leads to a whole lot of different types of neurological dysfunction. This is where we've seen where people like that have had the jabs, that they're just kind of like lights on, nobody home. It's because their neurological things are not working anymore, and that they have absolutely, this was part of our 40 Mechanisms of Injury course that we did way back in July of 21. We also did it again with Mike Adams. It's still available. And I think it's really important to know these things, because I've said dozens of times that first tranche of diagrams, that there are first tranches of information that came out from Pfizer, there was a 38-page document in there that lists that on that about towards the end of it, there were eight pages of single-spaced, well, like symptom right and one right after another, written across this way, written across the page, from left to right, and it listed hundreds. I mean, I think if I remember right, there's more than 1,200 different side effects, conditions, or diseases that they had seen after in their clinical trials, after they had given people the Pfizer jab, and they knew it before they even released the shot. And so, and Alzheimer's is one of them. Alzheimer's, ALS, early onset dementia. And there are several different types of dementias, and Alzheimer kind of falls into that group. And there is the slow growing, I guess you could call it normal, disintegration, degradation of the brain that takes months to years before you start to really see signs of Alzheimer's. And then there is a rapidly progressive Alzheimer's that people get really bad really fast. And yes, it is associated with the COVID jabs, and because they do cross the blood-brain barrier. So the, you know, when I did the 40 mechanisms of injury course, there were 40 different ways that I'd found by July of 2021. Now remember, the jabs just came out at the beginning of 21, and the Pfizer jab came out in December of 2020. So we're just talking 6 or 7 months later that I had found 40 different ways. Mechanisms of injury means 40 different ways that the COVID shots could make you sick or even kill you. And that was published and we did our big webinar. And the follow-up from that, the recordings, the ebooks, everything is still available inside of drtempetty.com. And I see the girls are posting up the links to that. It's I had found all these things early on. And, you know, I've heard early on, Peter McCullough had even said, you know, he had always been on FDA panels where they looked at clinical trials and clinical reviews. And he said that as early as March of 21, which means the Pfizer shot came out in December of 2020, AstraZeneca J&J came out, you know, really very early between January and February of 2021. By March of 21, they had enough signals of injury and damage and deaths that had already begun to be reported that they should have pulled these jabs off the market then. But instead they proceeded, and now there is an estimated 67 million dead people and more than 2.1 billion harmed people from these jabs. And there is another estimate that perhaps 70% of the people in the world have had at least one COVID jab. And those are the numbers that we know about. Those are the people that in countries like the EU and the United States that have big databases. We have no idea about how many people have died and were injured in China or Malaysia or smaller countries like small countries inside of Africa or South America, because they don't have a reporting system that we can, where they capture the number of people. And even if they do have a reporting system to try to capture the number of deaths and injuries, many people don't connect the dots or refuse to connect the dots between, oh my gosh, this person died suddenly and they had two shots and two boosters. I wonder if there's a connection. So yes, sadly, that the neurological component of this was really one of the early on mechanisms of injury that I talked about. And over the course of the next 3 years, as more and more studies rolled out, there's more than 1,000 published studies now about the COVID jab and the types of harm that it caused. You know, I said the first category one was sudden death. Category two was spike protein damages. And I would make broaden that and be a little bit broader than spike proteins. It would also be the lipid nanoparticles and all the different things that were inside of those shots that we knew could cause harm. So, you know, this category two, I initially said that it was spike protein. They've now even called it a spikeopathy. And so they've actually even given it a name. So it's broader and wider. And that's where the myocarditis and all those other types of COPD and kidney failure, blood clots and all those things fall into category two. Category three, 10 years past when people had their second round of shots or their last shot, however many that is. I heard the CDC director say it's about 6 weeks ago now, proudly kind of perky, saying a real perky voice, we're getting ready for our 10th COVID jab now. And I was like, wow, people are still willing to roll up their sleeves and take these bioweapons. With that, even the Ninth Circuit Court is what I said at the beginning. It's not a vaccine. It doesn't stop transmission. It is a therapy, and people are still willing to do it. So they may not get the flu. I will never, ever understand that. As long as I live, will I understand why people were so coerced into doing that, but they were. So yes, turbo cancers is real, and so is rapidly declining Alzheimer's. I kind of broke my train of thought there. Category three is autoimmune diseases. We've already gone from 100 to 140 autoimmune diseases, and these newer ones are not responding to the chemotherapy or to the drugs that had treated autoimmune disease in the past. And then there's that catch-all of other, which is the infertility and the turbo cancers. You know, remember, turbo cancers is a new term that just came out since these COVID jabs started. We never talked about that. That was not a term that was used prior to COVID. I've heard they are replacing mRNA shots, which dentists give patients. Are they going to hide it there? Any thoughts? Well, Jaja, there's been a lot of contention about finding things in dental anesthetics, finding things in insulin vials, and various different things. My thought about it is we have no idea how long they've been there. We have no idea if it's real. It's not really been tested. It's just been viewed underneath a microscope. And you only, when you go to the dentist, you only have a couple of choices. I must get this question every single week, and I must get like three or four emails or text messages in between during the week. And so you only have a couple of quiet choices when you go to the dentist. If you're going to get a filling or a root canal or an extraction, you could have them completely knock you out, which has a set of risks. You could have them use nitric oxide and do it with no anesthesia, none at all. And so you have lots of pain with that, or you can use the gentle anesthetic, dental anesthetics, and then do some cleanup work afterwards with your zeolite spray, with EDTA chelation, well, IV chelation, oral chelation. Right now we have a product called Chelex. The Chelex is something that we sell in our store that has EDTA in it that helps to break up any sort of things and any obstructions that you have in your cardiovascular tree. And I know from personal experience that it works. I take four of those a day, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. Well, let me rephrase that. I took four initially. Now I take two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. I'm starting to peel back on some of the many supplements that I take. Because thank the Lord, I'm getting better. And so I feel like I'm just gradually decreasing the number of things, but they're not replacing the mRNA shots. What the distinction is that they have found that dental anesthetics, may be contaminated. And I say that qualifyingly, may be contaminated, maybe not. And there's no way to know. So those are some choices you can do when you go to the dentist. Use the existing dental anesthetics that we've used for years. Do it without anything for pain, or maybe with some nitric oxide, or take on the risk of full anesthesia. So that's those are kind of your choices when it comes to dental things.
Dr. T, we have a short link for your Chelex. It's bit.ly/CHELEX.
Hey, there you go. That's a bit.ly link that we use. Say it again, Michelle, because I can't, it's too far up there. I can't read it.
No problem. bit.ly. That's just our, you know, everybody who's listening here, that's just our bit.ly links where we get our short links. So bit.ly/Chelex, CHELEX. And I hope I didn't butcher that name.
Well, we just call it Chelex. We just pronounce the C. We don't pronounce the CH as a ch. We just pronounce it as a, you know, as a Chelex, as kind of like chelation. And so that's why, even though it's spelled CHELEX, it's not pronounced that way. And so that's because we understand that EDTA is used in chelation therapy. So this is an oral chelator, and that's how we use it. What is the difference between IBS and IBD, and do they have parasite component, and what has been found to alleviate it? Well, irritable bowel syndrome and irritable disease, I think the real difference is just duration of symptomatology. Irritable bowel just kind of means, and it can mean different things to different people. It has kind of a broad range of definitions, where it really means that you eat and then you have diarrhea. Or you eat and then you have bloating and swelling and discomfort. Those are irritable bowel syndromes. And the longer that you have it, the longer that you have it and the more that it stays, I think that's the distinction between IBS and IBD is a duration that you've had it. We feel that most of the time irritable bowel stuff is related to an unrecognized food allergy. And we always start with gluten and dairy first, particularly gluten, because you can have gluten sensitivities, and gluten is the protein that's found in wheat. And so glutinous foods are things that contain white flour, and whole wheat things can cause symptoms when you've got problems with gluten sensitivities. So we look at taking out gluten first and see if that helps. We take out dairy, which is cheeses, butter, yogurt, cottage cheese, all those different things, and see if that helps. In our office at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, we use muscle testing to identify which we call the top 13 allergens, and they are done by groups. So it's, things like gluten and dairy groups and corn. Corn is a big offender. Artificial sweeteners, indoor and outdoor things, outdoor pollens and grasses and trees, indoor things like dust mites, maybe the fabric on your couch you might be allergic to. And so we look at a lot of different things. If you go to Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center's website, tenpennyimc.com, you can get a free 15-minute phone consult with one of our practitioners to discuss, the symptoms that you have and to see whether or not we are a right fit for you and you are a right fit for us. So you can start out with that, and then you can get a follow-up appointment. So we've had people from all 50 states and about 20 foreign countries come to our clinic primarily for our allergy elimination program, which on our website is called SRT. And SRT, our way of doing, of desensitizing people, I had to give it a name. This was probably 10 years ago. And so we called it sensitivity reduction technique. Sensitivity reduction or sensitivity removal technique, we call it SRT. So when you go out to the website, if you're wanting to find out about our allergy program, you can, skim across the top, and any link that talks about SRT, that's what our allergy elimination program is. So that we usually look at irritable bowel as some sort of a food or environmental allergy. Now, Sanjay, the next question is, does it have a parasite component? It can. I mean, if it's not a food or environmental sensitivity, it could be a parasite, which, again, you can do with you can do a cleanse. You can do the parasite cleanse that we offer, which is Jason Dean on our website. You can do that parasite cleanse. I know most of the girls on our team have done it and found it to be quite beneficial. And so we can do a parasite cleanse that way. You can do it with chlorine dioxide that I talked about earlier. You can find out more about chlorine dioxide, how to use it, what it does by doing Lee Merritt's course that's on Learning for You. You can, do things with fenbendazole and with ivermectin and treating parasites. So any of those things in combination or in isolation may be a way to alleviate it, Sanjay. Our allergy elimination program that we've done at TIMC is one of our cornerstone treatments that we've been doing since about 1995 or 19. Well, I moved to Cleveland in 96. So somewhere in the late 90s is when we set up our SRT, our allergy elimination program. It has been one of our cornerstone, most effective therapies that we've done. We also do things with bioidentical hormones. We do lots of IV treatments that are there. We do pain elimination treatments. We do, it's like a family practice using alternative medicine at TIMC at my clinic. So even though I'm not currently seeing patients there now, well, Dr. Clapper is. We have a physician. She's just wonderful. So many of my patients have started seeing Dr. Clapper when I was out of the clinic and not there right now. And I got all kinds of feedback how they love her. And she is just amazing. She's very smart. She's an internal medicine trained doctor turned integrative doctor. She's taken all the courses. She's really very good. Then Sandy and Carla are my two physician's assistants. Sandy has been with me for almost 30 years. So before, when I was very active in seeing patients full time, I used to tell patients, seeing Sandy is like a little mini me. It's like seeing my clone. And Sandy's been around for a long time. And Carla, as she's just amazing. And she's always taking all kinds of advanced osteopathy courses. She does a lot of things with myofascial release. I've trained her how to do mannitol injections. We've got several nurses that are there. We do IV, all kinds of IV programs that that are available. So it's a really holistic place. And if people are listening to this and they go, well, I live in Connecticut or I live in Kentucky. Well, you know, one of the things that we do, we also do breast thermography there. We do a lot of really advanced blood work and types of treatments there. People can, we've had people from all over the country that they fly in to Cleveland and they stay maybe 2 days. They get their initial assessment done. They come back maybe the next morning. They may do the first round of allergy treatments because the first allergy treatment desensitizes you to you and settles down a lot of things. And then from there, we go down to specific food groups and in specific environmental things. But they get all their tests done. They get their thermogram done. They get all their blood tests. They may do an IV or two, and then they fly home. And then it takes a few weeks to get the results back. Then when the results come back, then we do a phone consult to review review your labs and make recommendations. So that's one of the ways, one of the many ways. Now, at our ECP clinic, which is literally right next door, our ECP clinic here in Cleveland, people come and they stay for at least 2 weeks. We've got discounted rates with several of the hotels in the area, and it helps. Some people come with their travel trailers, and they stay in their travel trailer the time during that time, and they can do one treatment first thing in the morning and one in the early afternoon, or they can do them sequentially, and then they can get everything in all at one time. We do have two locations, one in Cleveland, one in Ventura, California. Good Lord willing, and the plans continue to evolve to where we can open further clinics. But those are what we're doing right now. You know, I want to, before I, you know, there's a few more questions in here I want to be able to get to. And if I don't get to them this time, then please come back next week and we will do them again. But, you know, I wanted to just say a little bit about our coffee. There's two coffees that I recommend, you know, and this is Morning Coffee with Dr. T. And first of all, this is one of our mugs from our store. It says, normal isn't coming back, Jesus is. And so this is one of, you know, I do shop for my own stores. I buy t-shirts there and I bought a couple of sweatshirts. I have far too many cups and mugs in my cabinet, but I bought quite a few of those. But our, you know, the Mr. Coffee, you know, I'm sorry, from My Pillow. The coffee that Mike Lindell has put out in his store, it's a really strong but very smooth coffee. I just absolutely love it. I'm kind of a big coffee drinker. I'll drink maybe 3 cups in the morning. When I first get going, I usually don't drink it all day long. I don't drink that coffee all day long because it's a lot of caffeine. But if you like strong coffee, I would say go to, what is it? It's, oh, Michelle put it up there. Heather put it up there. If you go to mystore.com and you put in coffee, you can get it as beans. You can get it ground. They have answered all of the questions about testing for mold and all these extractions. It was just amazing. And I'm pretty sure that that's on our website, I think, somewhere where people can download that. Now, if you just like the taste of coffee, but you don't want all the caffeine and you really want to continue to drink warm brown water, but this actually even has a benefit to that. There is another type of coffee that we recommend, and it's called AdaptoBliss. And you can find it by going to adaptobliss.com. It comes, it's made with, mushrooms, and the mushrooms have a healing capacity to it. So it is more of a, it's a little bit milder. It doesn't have the caffeine kick. And you can go to AdaptoBliss, A-D-A-P-T-O, Adapto as an adaptogen, adaptobliss.com. And you can, and it comes in two different sizes. And if you put in the code DRT, you'll actually be able to get 10% off on the discount from that. I know that Michelle drinks that coffee, and she drinks it all day long.
Yes, she really it's the only it. Coffee I can drink multiples of without having the shakes.
Yeah.
So I love both. Like when I need like that kick, I got to go for caffeine, right? I got to have my espresso, but I actually do the Adaptabliss as an espresso too. And I could do it all day, which I like. It has, I was reading what it has, Dr. T, has chaga, lion's mane, and organic Arabica coffee.
There you go. So if you just like the flavor of coffee and you wish that you could drink coffee all day long, but you can't because you got the caffeine, it upsets your stomach, gives you the shakes, does all the different things, and it's not so great for your adrenal glands, here is another product that you can do that we promote, that we're going to start promoting more of. It's called Fungi. It's made from mushrooms. It's called adaptobliss.com. Get 10% off if you use DRT as an affiliate code. I've got time for about two more questions in here. One says, Lynn says, not a medical question. Looking forward to listening to Jamie Waldron during happy hour. Oh, yes. Jamie Waldron is tonight on happy hour. Jamie Waldron is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. I love Jamie. I love his enthusiasm. I love his walk with the Lord. I love how conversant he is with biblical verses. And sometimes he gets on a roll it's really kind of funny listening to him because he'll say all these Bible verses and he'll do about 10 of them in a row. And then he'll go, well, oops, that wasn't any particular verse. I just kind of blended that all together. And so we had you will really love hearing him tonight. He is, he believes that America is Mystery Babylon. He is just amazing. And you'll hear him tonight at 6 p.m. on Happy Hour with Dr. T, which is our Tuesday night show where we have Christian authors or pastors or business people come in and talk about what they are doing in their walk with God. It's really a good thing. So thank you for bringing that up, Lynn, because Jamie he's the best. I listen to his programs on YouTube when I get a chance. His Sunday programs, they're really super good.
Dr. T, can I add something to that for you? Happy Hour, and I'm not going to put down any religions or whatever people's beliefs are, but you know, I was raised Catholic. And so in church, we didn't learn much. It's pretty much a ritual. And they'll give you a little piece of the Bible, and then the rest is pretty much a ritual. So I really learned about the Bible and started to read the Bible because of your happy hours, because of what I was learning with all the guests that you would bring on. Every one of them painted a picture that I had never imagined. So my mom would gather around, and my daughter would gather around, and we'd literally learn about the Bible because of happy hour. And we were so enthused and excited about what we were learning that we literally pulled out her old Bible and started going through it. And Olivia's on her second round now reading the Old Testament. She's 11 years old. So thanks.
Wow. Well, thanks for that little testimonial, Michelle, because it's been really good. And out of that, you know, I also have put together my Walking with God book that is now available. Book two is going to be available here pretty soon. And it's just, it's a completely different topics than what we talked about in Walking with God part one. And this is about being brave, have hope, embrace faith, deepen trust, and practice obedience. And so if you haven't gotten your copy yet, you can go to drtenpenny.com and you can just scroll down just a little ways. It's about halfway down the homepage. In fact, on your phone, if you're doing it on your phone, if you're doing it on your computer, you can usually see it right away. And get this book because this is it's not real thick, and it's not necessarily intended to be the type of book that you read from cover to cover. It will be it's something that you will have that you pull out a Bible verse and read a little commentary that I wrote about it, and then have a prayer that will just, you know, when you write a book, you actually read the text. Like, you know, first of all, I wrote it, and then to go back through and do the edits and all different things, probably four or five times. And there was many of them as I was going back through and doing the edits, I would go, wow, this is good. I think I wrote this more for me than I did for anyone else. And it was really inspirational. And I hope that that's the kind of book that you will use for a really long time, that you'll keep it on your nightstand. And maybe first thing in the morning, I've had a couple people told me that they've added this to their devotional thing. And they do it by going to the table of contents. And they just go through the table of contents until something, the Holy Spirit lays something on them that It sounds good, like, be courageous. The battle has already been won. God will fight for you. Maybe you're in the midst of something and you just want a little inspiration. That will be where we're going. Mary asked, when will the two be combined as a hardcover? We're talking about doing that towards Christmas time. And so that's going to be a whole different sort of thing. So we are talking about combining book one and book two into a hardcover, but that won't be for a while. So you can get these and start using them now. So I'm going to just answer one more question that's in here, and then that's all the time we have for today. Last week, I guess there was a question about Kelex. Will it help with carotid bruise or calcification of arteries? I believe that it will. And I can say from my own personal experience that after I had the stroke and I started walking again, I was having a little bit of chest heaviness. And I thought, I am not doing that cardiac stuff. I'm not doing a workup. I'm not doing any of that. Nope. If the Lord wants to take me that way, that's the way it's going to be. So that's when I started taking the Kelex about 6 months ago. And I will tell you that within about probably 3 weeks, all that chest heaviness went away. All that chest tightness with physical exertion stopped, and it's not come back. So I think that that's the EDTA in there, and also the nutritional sorts of things, and that coupled with Cardio Miracle that we use. And you could do Cardio Miracle and put in our affiliate code DRT for getting your discount codes with Cardio Miracle. And I also take natokinase. I've taken natokinase for years and years. I have a really strong family history of heart disease on my dad's side. And I started taking natokinase, our natokinase. I take three of those first thing in the morning. And I've been doing that for years. And so that's a natural type of blood thinner that I do with that, plus the Cardio Miracle, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. So anyways, thank you for the questions. And I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. This was really, really good. I really enjoy these times where I know that I'm meeting your need by answering questions specifically that come from our audience. And so it's just not me up here, blah, 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 talking. It's answering specific questions. And the questions are great. Keep them coming. They are broad enough that they can apply to a lot of different people. So I want to thank everyone for joining us here this morning for our little coffee clutch. And I hope that you found this a great way to start your day. I hope you will get either the my store.com, the My Pillow Coffee, that you can use the affiliate code DRT because it's really good. Or if you want to drink it all day long, go to adaptobliss.com, use the affiliate code DRT, and hopefully that if that will be something that you can drink all day long, it will have really great benefit with the Shaga, Lion's Mane, and with the made from the mushrooms. We have 7 broadcasts a week now. We do This Week with Dr. T and the Deep Dive on Monday night. We do Brighteon.tv, and those are posted on Thursday inside of the Substack. We do Morning Coffee on Tuesday. We do Happy Hour with Dr. T on Tuesday nights. The Morning Coffees are posted on the Substack later this afternoon if you want to go back and write down some of those links and things that we put in there. So this Morning Coffee will go up on my Substack, which is dr10penny.substack.com. And then Thursday night, it's happy hour solo for me this month. And next month, we are starting a 4-part series on a different way to read and interpret the book of Revelation. So that's on Thursday nights. And of course, Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P is at 7 p.m. On Thursday nights. So we're very busy. We have lots of things going on, and we really, really appreciate your support. We really appreciate more than anything, you being here and listening to our broadcasts and all the work we do. Please sign up for our newsletter because even if you don't buy any of the things that come out in the newsletter, when you read it, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And my team spends an awful lot of time on it. We try to deliver you a really, really good product. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded. If you've been following me for a while, you know exactly what that is. It's Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust him for everything. He won't let you down. Thanks so much for joining us here today. We'll see you here next week, same place, same time, Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Have a great week. Goodbye, and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.